You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
You hear about it on the news. Oprah raves about its benefits. Open any health magazine and you'll see articles on antioxidants. You can get them in a glass of wine. Fish are swimming with them. Your sweet tooth can be satisfied by them with a chunk of dark, creamy chocolate. But how do they really work? And can they really help to slow down the aging process, even in your pet? I have the pleasure of speaking today with dog owner and health advocate Peter Brandt. We'll chat about the health benefits your pet can experience by incorporating antioxidants into their diet. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No. To my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to win with dogs! With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs!
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Mr. Brandt, thank you very much for being with us today.
Oh, it's nice to be here, Bernadine. Thank you.
First of all, what is an antioxidant and why do we need them?
Well, an antioxidant basically is a substance that can scavenge free radicals, and free radicals are the result of normal metabolism.
It almost seems like we're making these all the time in our body because our body is kind of going through a rusting process. So you can almost think of an antioxidant as something that keeps our bodies from rusting, and that rust kind of helps speed up that aging process and so many other problems associated with that aging process. What are some of the common sources?
Well, antioxidants, usually there's a class of antioxidants called polyphenols, which are found in many different plants. And what they do is they inhibit inflammation. And that is really the culprit. That's the crux of many chronic diseases.
So you think of inflammation for arthritis, for instance. What would be some other diseases that these antioxidants would help the inflammatory process?
Well, primarily many of the chronic diseases, Alzheimer's disease, neurodegenerative diseases. You mentioned arthritis that is caused by inflammation, among other things. And heart disease, coronary disease, your arteries tend to, inflation tends to swell or inflame the linings of the arteries, causing atherosclerosis. And so there's a host of many things.
Are there some antioxidants that are more potent than others? You know, we hear about flaxseed oil and fish oils, and you mentioned these phenols. Are some better than others?
Well, you know, it's important to get antioxidants, and there is a scale of antioxidant strength called the ORAC scale. And rating high on that scale are things like blueberries and bilberries, properties, as you mentioned, in fish, olive oils. Those are all very good and potent antioxidants, and people should incorporate these in their diet.
I find it interesting that listening to the news, they talk about even having, you think of wine as a good source of an antioxidant, but they'll oftentimes say that you can just have even grape juice as the antioxidants. For those people that don't want alcohol, there's the grape juice. But what is it about grapes that makes them, you know, full of antioxidants? It's a little berry.
Well, you know, this brings us around to a very potent antioxidant called resveratrol, which is produced by plants, 70 different varieties of plants, in fact, to protect themselves against stressful conditions such as fungus. And typically grapes that are grown in an area that are subjected to this will produce this resveratrol, and it is a very potent antioxidant, and it is found in the skin of grapes, and hence it gets into red wine.
So these little grapes are making this chemical to help protect themselves as an antifungal agent, but then we get the benefits of being an antioxidant. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, that's essentially what happens. And well, it's a great thing that they do produce this Bernadine, because this little molecule that these plants are producing to protect themselves is very protective for us. And what it does is it goes into our bodies and it produces an enzyme that activates a gene. And as a result of that, it turns on a whole host and opens up a whole host of pathways that are very helpful for us.
Now, are we going to find this resveratrol in all types of grapes, no matter where, if it's white grape wine or is red or where? I know it's a matter of keeping the skins there. I've gone through my wine tours. But do all grapes have the same amount of resveratrol in them?
That's a good question, Bernadine. As I mentioned before, the grapes produce this resveratrol to protect themselves from stressful conditions. And so if a grape is grown in a more stressful condition, it's obvious that they create more resveratrol, and it's more plentiful in that variety. Now, to begin with, white grapes have very little, if any, resveratrol in them. And so in a white wine, you wouldn't find any. In a red wine, in varying degrees, there's different amounts of resveratrol depending on where the grape has been grown. If you were to get a red wine that was produced in a damp area, like, let's say, the Willamette Valley in Oregon, this wine would probably have a greater amount of resveratrol in it than possibly a Shiraz wine grown in Australia in hot, dry conditions where fungus is not going to be any kind of a consideration or problem.
So they're prone to getting wine, instead of athlete's foot, it's, you know, grape root rot or whatever. Those would be the grapes that have the higher amount because that is the stress, that moisture. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Fascinating. So we take these antioxidants and we're trying to keep inflammation in our bodies under control. So I've been doing some research myself, knowing that I am going up that calendar myself, trying to slow down the aging process. A lot of people think about that. But what are some other conditions, you somewhat touched on, that resveratrol or other antioxidants can help with?
Well, resveratrol does a number of different things. It can help you keep your weight down. It can prevent certain, or it's been shown to reduce tumor incidence in animal studies and one or more stages of cancer development. It has has the potential to prevent heart disease and stroke. It can ward off or at least reduce the effects of insulin rejection, which is one of the reasons that type 2 diabetics suffer. It also can increase your exercise endurance and prevent a lot of the neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Huntington's.
Now, this all sounds almost science fiction, that it can do all of these things. I gather, yes, you have a company, RiskVantage, but is there research behind this, or is this all testimonial?
Oh, yes, Bernadine, there's extensive research on resveratrol. There's a site on the internet called PubMed, which is like publication, medical publication, PubMed. And there are over 2,400 published clinical trials regarding the efficacy of resveratrol, its usefulness, in other words, in combating disease and potentially warding off the effects of age-related diseases.
Well, we've been talking to Mr. Peter Brandt, which has some great information about ways that we can all try to slow down not just the aging process, but slow down the chances of us getting things like Alzheimer's, diabetes, by either having a glass of wine or taking this antifungal found in grapes. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages. Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Well, we've been talking right now with Mr. Peter Brandt. His company, RiskVantage, produces a product, resveratrol, that is supposed to help slow down the aging process. Mr. Brandt, one of the things I also know that's supposed to help slow down the aging process that I think most of the listeners and probably would not want to do it for their pets is to really cut back severely on the calories that you take in. Those really skinny rats lived forever, it seemed like, and really skinny people, you know, when they're watching their calorie intake, can do the same thing. Now, is it true that using supplements like resveratrol has about the same effect?
Well, this is really how resveratrol works. Resveratrol is known as a calorie-restrictive mimetic, meaning that it mimics the effects on your body that cutting calories, in effect, does. And it's been proven in a number of studies that a reduced calorie diet has produced not only life extension, but has also warded off the ill effects of old age.
It's a tough way to get there, cutting back all those calories. Like, excuse me, you know, people say life is short. I enjoy eating. So this sounds like this is very helpful, but you still have to somewhat watch what you're eating. So we have our pet. What do we do for our pet? How can we make sure that they have that long, good quality life?
Well, you're right, Bernadine. Calorie-restrictive diet is a very difficult thing to maintain. It means cutting between 25 and 30% of your daily intake, and most people lack the discipline to do that. Besides that, eating is part of our culture, and it's fun, and it's a chance for us to socialize and get together. And this really basically is not something that people are going to be able to do long-term. The same thing applies to your pet. I mean, to have to go and cut back their calories by 25 or 30%, you're going to wind up losing body mass in the dog, and you might possibly be denying the animal the nutrients that would be available in a more abundant diet.
So what can pet owners do? Do they give them fish oils? Is that going to be a way to do it? Because we were talking about resveratrol being an antifungal from grapes, and we know that we can't give grapes and we can't give raisins to dogs because they can be potentially toxic. So what are some of our alternatives?
Well, we're on the subject of calorie restriction here, and I'd like to expand on it a little bit.
Okay.
There was a study that was done a few years ago to evaluate the life extension of specifically of dogs, and they studied 48 Labrador retrievers, and half of them were their calories were restricted, the other half weren't. And what the outcome was, that the median lifespan of the calorie restricted diet dogs was significantly longer, in many cases 2 to 3 years. And the onset of clinical signs of chronic disease generally was delayed in this group as well. And so the results suggested that if you did this, you were going to have obviously a dog that lived longer and that was much healthier.
But then happier.
Yeah, that's and no table scraps either.
That's hard on the human.
Yeah, it's difficult on anyone to cut calories. And so the beauty of resveratrol is that it produces the same effects in one's body that a calorie-restrictive diet is done. So that's, again, why they call it a calorie-restrictive mimetic. So you can basically buy into the same healthful benefits of the caloric-restricted diet without having to cut calories. And that's where the whole promise lies here, because we're trying to get the same healthful benefits, but we're not trying to endure a lot of pain.
And I think we would all sign up for that, because we want gain without that pain, that's for sure. So as I asked a little bit earlier, with grapes and raisins being toxic to pets, a lot of people say, oh, if it even comes from a grape, I don't want to give this to my pet. Is this particular product of grape origin?
No, as a matter of fact, our resveratrol comes from a root of a plant called a Japanese knotweed. And it's where most of the commercial sources of resveratrol come from, the ones used in the lab experiments, as well as the commercial producers use in making supplements. It wouldn't be economical to take expensive Pinot Noir grapes and get a small amount of resveratrol from them. And this is this giant knotweed, which has been used in Asian medicine for thousands of years, is a much more available and plentiful source, and it's very high grade. And so that's really the commercial source of the resveratrol that we use.
If you go to the health food store, which I go to fairly often, and I take my myriad of vitamins, supplements, antioxidants, etc., and you go through the aisles at a health food store, your local drugstore, there's a plethora of various antioxidants. Are they really all made about the same, and why is your product better than somebody else's?
Well, what are the properties of resveratrol, which is really the primary ingredient in our ResVantage canine supplement, is that resveratrol is a highly volatile molecule. It oxidizes with any exposure to light or air. And this oxidation process you've seen before, it's when you cut open an apple or a banana or an avocado and you leave it sit out for a few minutes and starts to turn brown on the surface. That's oxidation taking place before your very eyes. And that happens to resveratrol, and basically it degrades the value of the potency of the molecule. The same thing happens in wine when you open up and aerate a bottle of wine. Within a couple of hours, there isn't any resveratrol present in that. So we've taken very deliberate measures to protect our resveratrol from these elements, that being the light and the atmospheric conditions like the air, which has oxygen in it. And what we did was we engaged the Pfizer drug company, who has a liquid encapsulation division called CapsuGel, and we co-opted their machinery essentially, that they have designed for exactly this purpose, because they have pharmaceutical products that are also subject to the same type of degradation if exposed to the elements. And so we encapsulate our resveratrol supplement in an oxygen-free environment, and it's whereby in the interior of this equipment, they pump out the oxygen and they pump in nitrogen. So it's nitrogen packed, and then they're placed in, they're filled into opaque capsules, protecting them further from the light.
So it sounds as though the good antioxidant effect is now going to be in our bodies instead of taking place in the air and losing all its potency. This sounds marvelous, but oftentimes it seems too good to be true. Are there possible adverse side effects to taking products like resveratrol?
You know, resveratrol is an all plant substance, as we've been have discussed, and they have megadosed both humans and animals with resveratrol, looking for signs of any type of toxicity or any adverse effects, and they have never come up with anything. It's an extremely safe supplement. It's an all-plant organic supplement, and it's so well-tolerated that you find that many of the experts that have conducted all these research things are already taking it as well.
If it's good enough for them and it's good enough for our dogs, we've been talking about dogs, but is this product just for dogs? Is there one for cats? There's one for people?
At this time, we have two products. The human product is called Resvantage, and the canine product is called Resvantage Canine. We initially started with the human product, and it was so well received that the logical progression of our manufacturing capabilities was to go ahead and make this for animals. So we started on dogs, and in about 6 months, we will be introducing Resvantage Feline, and then sometime in the fall, we'll probably come out with a equine product called Resvantage Equine.
So, Mr. Brandt, you were saying that this resveratrol product of yours does not contain grapes, which I know a lot of people would be very concerned trying to use it in dogs. But is there more to this than just this resveratrol itself? What else is in your product?
Yes, Bernadine. The resveratrol is really the key ingredient here, but this supplement is very balanced and very helpful for dogs. It has sea kelp, which provides vitamins, trace minerals, and amino acids, which are essential for nutritional support for dogs. Sea kelp also has iodine, which is beneficial for thyroid and glandular health, and it helps improve the dog's digestion and reduces stress. We also have flaxseed oil in the supplement, which is an excellent source of omega-3 fatty acids. These are critically important for neuromuscular development, skin health, coat quality, and inflammatory skin diseases. It can prevent blood clots as well. And finally, we have lecithin in this supplement, which is a sustainer to the nervous system and brain. It helps promote alertness and steady nerves in the dog. And one of the most important things it does also is it emulsifies fat, which improves the digestion of fats and helps remove fatty liver deposits from a dog's liver, which is a problem. I know one of my dogs had accumulation of this and became fatty tumors, and it's very helpful for that, as well as the resveratrol, which works in the same way in cleansing the liver.
Well, this sounds like a very unique and wonderful product. These products sound marvelous, and I do have to be upfront. I am now taking the human product myself. And I don't know if I can say that I've seen a major difference yet. It's only been about a month's time, but I seem to have more energy, and we'll check back in a couple years to see if the aging process has been slowed. So we've been talking to Peter Brandt with ResVantage, and it is an antioxidant product that may help to slow down the aging process, keep chronic diseases, cancer, heart problems under control with our pets, and possibly even with our people. The whole goal of this show has always been to educate, to entertain, and to motivate you to be the best pet owner that you can be, and also bring to you new advances in veterinary medicine and in human health too. So if you have questions about any product, the best person to ask is always going to be your primary care veterinarian. If you have other questions, please feel free to contact me at the Pet Doctor at PetLifeRadio.com. You've been listening to Dr. Bernadine Cruz on the Pet Doctor. Mr. Brandt, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Nice to be with you, Bernadine.
Have yourself a great week. Tune back next week. We'll have some more interesting information for you, the pet owner. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.